No, definitely. I didn't think we'd won by such a big margin, you know. So as people say, goals won matches, and somebody told you it'd be two penalties missed in the game as well. But and then especially when Niamh Conlon had a 5-point start, didn't look good at that. It took us a while to get to grips with it, how they were playing and everything else, because they were really pulling us all over the field and everything else. So yeah, the lads on the field got to grips with it and at a stage, and yeah, I suppose goals, when you break, goals make a difference. But look at Niamh Conlon, the model you looked at, and we looked at Niamh Conlon. We've talked about that, the way their underage teams and the team, the, you know, the minor success, the under 21 success, and their senior success, and the, you know, the reserve team the other day again in the semi final. Have to give them credit. So look at that model, is, and it was always going to be a tough match, and it was a tough match, even though it's the goals. I mean, goals come in matches, and the only one thing I'd be disappointed in is they actually scored more points than us, and we're going to need more points because we have been kicking good points up to now, and we didn't kick enough points tonight.
But Martin, you took your goals when the opportunity arose.
But as people say, but goals won matches. But no, I would look at, I think goals just happen, or the way they happen in a game, the break of a ball or something like that causes a goal. But I just think that from our point of view is that you know, I just still wouldn't be happy with the amount of points we kicked. Just not tonight, you know, with a lot of maybe bad ways. But anyway, look at, we got over the line, you know.
Martin, but it was very impressive when you put your running game together, when you settled in after Niamh Conlon had went ahead. When you just ran with the ball, you always looked very, very threatening.
Ah, yeah, exactly, and it took us a while, you know, and certain players dug deep and got us back into the game at that stage, which was very, very important to get back into the game. And, you know, we showed that leadership quality, and you have to have leaders on the field, all over the field, and that's what you need to have. And, you know, that's why at times, you know, I let them do themselves at it a lot, because, you know, leave them in the dressing room together, because that's important, these leaders. You know, I mean, we look at it. Glenn Swilly, you know, I mean, you have to give them a credit for the, you know, that club where they've been in Ulster club final, everything else they've achieved, and they've beaten us in big games and McCool Park and everything else. So look at it's another test. We're just in a final, and that's where we are, and Glenn Swilly are in the final, and you know, that's where it's at.
Yeah, but it's a great place to be, because there's been a want around Kilcare and the parish for such a long time to get back to county final day, and you could see that tonight in the performance, and you can see it and the supporters, to get back there is meaning a wild lot to everyone.
Ah, yeah, it does. I mean, we say that Kilcare, no more so than Glen Swilly or Niamh Conlon, is a very, very big GAA area, and you know, that's all really played in Kilcare. And as a, you know, a small parish like we'll say, particularly Glen Swilly would be a small parish. So look at, from that point of view, yeah, it's important to get into the final. But you know, I mean, there'll be a bit of hype in the parish, understandable enough. And like, none of these lads have ever played in a county final. Some of them weren't even born the last time we played in a county final. So from that point of view, it's an exciting time for the parish, an exciting time for the people of the parish, and particularly for the people away from the parish that, you know, that follow the GAA. It's great for them to, you know, to say that we're in a county final. But look at, we're in the county final, and that's it. You know, you're in a county final, but you know, as Glenn Swilly definitely tell you, finals are there, county finals are there to be won, and we have to, you know, you have to go on and win it.
Yeah, but you're going to be tipped now as hot favourites for this, because Glenn Swilly know that they need to improve on where they were today against Malin Martin, and after that performance there tonight, everybody's going to be talking about Kilcare.
Ah, yeah, but semi-finals. Remember the famous semi-final in 2014? Everybody was talking about that Donegal were going to beat Kerry after the great performance against Dublin. What happened? Kerry beat them. So look at, we them players know more than anybody else know. You have to perform every day. It doesn't matter where you're at. And it's the same thing. You know, that performance the other day was a semi-final, and that's where we're at. We're in a final, and you know, good performance, but we're just in a final.